Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we have a great show planned for you today. We are between snowstorms here in the Northeast, isn't that right? We have like a 24-hour window where we might not see snow falling from the sky. So that's a reason to celebrate, isn't that right, Kathy Houston?
Yep. I have a feeling we'll be telecommuting again tomorrow, Andy.
I love when Kathy goes one-word answer on
it. Really, way to keep the conversation going,
really,
Kathy.
Really makes
it's your personality
job.
That makes
Why
the
am
show
I
really easy. Well, welcome, Kathy. Thanks for joining
Thanks,
us
Andy.
Today. Also in the studio, we have Michelle Bell, who is tweeting away on her phone there. Michelle, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm just about done with the snow. And just let me tell you something. When the snow is really heavy and wet and it happens for 10 hours like it did yesterday, having a soft top convertible is not such a great thing.
Oh.
Did it go in?
It sunk. It just kind of,
It did not sink all the way.
It didn't, but it was right there.
But you do love 16-year-old boys, you told us.
Yeah, she's regaling us.
We can't just let that hang there. No,
because they get the snow off your car, not for
Before we went live on the air, thanks, Before we went live, I said
Kathy,
I love them.
You need
them.
To put some context on that.
Because no. I paid them. They charge $20 in my neighborhood, and they will clean off your car, and they will unshovel your whole area, and for a $20 fee.
Best 20
well
bucks that Michelle
yeah.
ever spent. All right, also here joining us today while others are hanging out at ASI Dallas is Chris Ruvo. Chris, how are you today?
Andy, I'm pretty good. The highlight of my morning was when my neighbor, who's a really nice guy, but he kind of looks like right out of Central Casting for Deliverance.
Oh,
but this was a good thing because he helped me get my car out of a ditch when it was this morning.
Your car was in a ditch?
Yes, for only about 2 minutes, thanks to him and his very large pickup truck.
Now, we had a good 8 inches of snow in this area yesterday. So was that a snow-related ditch or something?
It was a snow-related. It was a snow-related ditch.
Ah, okay, good. Well, thank God for the Deliverance guy. Also in the studio, we have Lauren on the tech board and Vinny Driscoll getting ready to take your calls. We are talking about how to add some pizzazz to your promotions and your clients' campaigns today. So if you have any questions about that, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. If we put you on the air, Vinny is so kind to put you on the air. Michelle, what will we be giving our callers?
We will be giving them a $25 Visa gift card and a prize pack full of things like travel mugs from ETS Express, the ever-popular face fans with all of our faces, finger puppets,
Love
of which, do you guys
puppets.
Know that at trade shows in the Lion Circle booth are finger puppets? Kathy Houston's always gets stolen. Yeah. Rich Carollo told us, only Kathy's.
Kathy has...
Somebody steals.
That's flattering in a way.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah. He told Joe, he goes, every show someone steals Kathy.
Kathy has trade show stalkers. You wouldn't know it, but
Maybe
she
they're
does
using
have
me as a voodoo doll. Who knows?
So it is a prize pack chock full of fun stuff.
Very cool. So do give us a ring at 215-953-4979 with any questions or comments you have about how to add some pizzazz to your promotions. All right, Michelle, what else is on tap for today's show?
You know what? I'm going to be talking about the PPPC show that happened last week in Toronto that I attended. You boys, Andy and Chris, are going to be talking about creative marketing that surrounded the Super Bowl.
Maybe Kathy can chime in.
Yes, I
am.
Okay,
yeah.
Kathy as well then.
She'd be happy to chime in with a one-word answer.
Yep.
Kathy, the best of our telecommuters here, is going to talk about tips for being a proficient telecommuter. Chris is going to discuss secrets of innovation that everyone misses, and I'm curious about that. Mm-hmm. Kathy's going to address 9 traits of great leaders. Andy and I, you and I have been talking about this, about hidden Google tools to help your business now. I, of course, know none of them, nor do I care, but I'm sure we're all anxious to hear what you have to say. And then we'll talk about our favorite things. Anything technology-based, I have no interest.
Very nice. All right, and I am going to lead it all off with the industry news right now. We begin this morning with apparel sector news. HanesBrands announced last week that its 2013 sales rose to $4.6 billion, a year-over-year increase of 2%. In its fiscal fourth quarter, HanesBrands made even stronger gains, reporting a 12% jump in revenues. On to industry personnel news now. Top 40 supplier HIT Promotional Products announced last week that it is promoting C.J. Schmidt to the position of president. The move is effective as of February 1st, and Bill Schmidt Sr. will now assume the role of CEO. General Economic News Now, a new survey from the National Association of Business Economics, says that companies believe their sales and profit margins are quite healthy to begin 2014. 63% of survey respondents reported rising sales at their companies. Further, 40% expect to be able to raise prices in the first quarter of 2014. Safety News Now, a fire at an embroidery factory in India last week killed four workers and injured at least three others. Preliminarily, officials say negligence on the part of the factory or builders may have contributed to the tragedy. This continues a string of fatal accidents at apparel factories across the globe. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe is in Dallas for the ASI show, but he's left us with another stellar edition of the Joe Show. So make sure to check that out and much more in Counselor Promogram this afternoon. All right, before we get to your calls regarding how to add some pizzazz to your promotions, we're going to go to line two, where we have Leighton Lee for our Product Safety Minute. Leighton, how are you today?
Oh, great, except for Chris's reference to his neighbor. I'm going to have dueling banjos running through my mind all day.
Sorry about that, Leighton.
We're sorry to have done that to you.
Oh, boy. Anyways, good morning to everyone. I hope everybody stays safe through the latest chill.
Yeah, we can't get out of it, it seems.
Please send the snow this way.
Gladly.
You can take it, yeah.
No problem. You please send the sun our way. All right, Leighton, so right. I understand you're talking about some common product hazards in children's items. What do you know?
That is correct. I'm going to run a short series because there's so much information on this whole area. And in our world, most of our products are general use products, meaning those items that are intended for general use by the consuming public, and those items that are not intended primarily for children. But they still pose hazards to young children that many of us may not be aware of. So I'm going to run through, in the next few segments of Product Safety Minute, some of the most common hazards to children that distributors and suppliers alike should be keeping an eye out for when choosing the proper product for the intended audience, if you know that your intended audience are children. So today's segment is about choking hazards and small parts. Small parts come in two forms, meaning one, as received by the consumer. And these might be in the package, in the box, in the poly bag, things that little children can pick up and put in their mouth and choke on. So keep an eye out for little things that might be part of a product, like little pegs, little paper clips, and things that might be given to a child. Small marbles, desk accessories that have the little pieces that people can fiddle around with while talking on the phone and nervousness or whatever. And some folks take these things home to their children. So those are small parts as received from the manufacturer. So keep an eye out for those types of choking hazards. The second type of small part usually comes from when a child takes a product and bangs it and throws it and drops it and plays around with it. We call that use and abuse. So small parts can release or come off of an item. If a piece of plastic breaks off or a little part tends to be yanked off or chewed off, and these parts can also pose as choking hazards to young children. So that's why we do use and abuse testing on children's products. So that is my Product Safety Minute. So distributors and suppliers should always keep an eye out for pieces or parts that could pose as choking hazards to children. And next segment, I'm going to talk a little bit about sharp points and sharp edges that are also a major hazard to children. And that concludes this Product Safety Minute. I hope all of you have a wonderful and safe, warm week.
All right, Leighton, thanks very much. Send us some of that sun that you got out there.
I'll trade you any day.
All right. Now we're getting ready to take your calls at 215-953-4979. The question of the day, how can I get out of my rut and add some pizzazz to my promotions? So give us a ring if you have any questions on that. We have some callers on the line. On line one, we have Matt. Matt, how are you today?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you guys?
Doing great, thanks. What's your question for the host?
Well, I'll tell you, my question's about millennials, Generation Y, which I've been reading about a bit about as far as managerial differences, and I believe this. I believe these differences are real. But my question is, I've read less about how I should be marketing to this group and what I should be doing different. I'm worried that I'm missing some crucial information here. What can you tell me?
Michelle, what do you think?
Here's what I think. I think that I sat through a seminar not too long ago. Where was I? Europe. And they said that, millennials don't like to have face-to-face meetings, and they really don't like to make phone calls. Vinny Driscoll and I were just talking about this the other day. He was, how dare his grandmother call him to want to talk to him because he's used to texting everybody. I say that you need to find a way to communicate with these people. You know, it used to be that you'd stop by somebody's office and take them out for lunch or go golfing or something. That's not going to work with these people. They want to be communicated to in a different way. So I think tech items, reaching them, though it pains me to say, through social media.
That's true.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think that's one way. I also think that, they've in some ways been dubbed the video game generation. The gamification of marketing is something that it's actually something that we're talking about in an upcoming story in Counselor in the March issue. But if you can turn any kind of promotion either that you're doing or that your clients are doing into an interactive game, that tends to be something that really attracts that market. So you may want to think of ways to kind of interact further than just the promotional item. Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to even go with something way, way simpler. I think that T-shirts, which I know you're like,
yeah,
yeah. But like, really, seriously, they never go out of style, and yet they still have this kind of hip cachet, especially for a younger generation. It's all kind of in the imprinting. If you could do kind of a cool, funky, fun design or graphic on it, that's maybe with a little bit of an ironic saying worked in there in some way, I think that would really appeal to that demographic.
You know what would be perfect for that demographic? You remember?
Since I am that demographic.
Yeah, right. You're the only one at this table, I think. You and Lauren over there are the only two. How old are you, Chris?
I'm not sorry.
Oh, come on. Oh, God, what are you, a girl?
30.
Come on. All right, 30.
You are a girl.
Remember that promotion that we saw, Andy, from Promo Shop? And it was, you opened up the box and it was actually a video screen.
Yeah,
that would be perfect
chip implanted
for
into it.
Gen Y. Mm-hmm. Kids. So if anybody wanted to know about that, send me an email because I can find that information at mbell@asicentral.com. But
and
literally,
also,
you open the box and a video played.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was reading about trends, too, with millennials. And a big thing with the T-shirts is to put the social media language on the T-shirts. Mm-hmm. Like you said, an ironic saying or something, but that's a little twist on it, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Matt, hopefully that helps. And hang on the line so Vinny can get your information for your Visa gift card. All right, we're going to move to line 3 where we have Jessica. Jessica, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing great, thanks. What is your question or comment for the hosts?
Well, every year I do the same kinds of promotions for some of my steady clients, and they're successful, but I've been thinking that if I changed them up a little bit and kind of made them more refreshing, they'd be more successful. So I'm wondering if I should just kind of keep what I'm doing or try something new.
Thoughts?
Are you talking about your self-promotions or your customers' promotions?
Yep,
self-promotions.
I always think you should try something new.
Definitely.
Why not? I mean, or maybe split it, you know, just try it with a couple different clients,
mm-hmm.
something new, and, you know, keep the standard ones as long as they're still successful. But I think you should switch it up every year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that you always want to test new methods of marketing. And that means even with the self-promotions that you do, not just the different types of marketing, but, if you've been using T-shirts like Chris was talking about, or tech items that you used yet last year, maybe you want to do something different. Maybe you want to do something that is a little more interactive, like we were talking about with the previous caller. The idea is to constantly be testing, I would say.
Because you know what the best place you want to be in is a company that builds anticipation with their promotions. Like I get one every year from a distributor for the holidays, and every year I can't wait to see what they're going to do with their self-promotion because it's always different.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, hopefully that helps. And hang on the line so Vinny can get your information for your Visa gift card. All right. Right now, we're going to pause to hear from our first show sponsor, which is Hanes today. But when we get back, we're going to continue the conversation on how to add pizzazz to your promotions.
Hanes Branded Printwear is starting the new year with a new website. Designed for promotional product distributors and screen printers alike, HanesInc.com features high-res product and lifestyle images, marketing materials, videos, upsell techniques, and helpful tips to help you increase your ROI. Our new website allows you to search for products based on colors or product line. Our wholesaler sections helpfully list all products that companies carry, as well as wholesaler contact information. HanesInc.com provides the best tools to sell quality products. Hanes is also proud to unveil the Nano Collection, complete with brand new vintage colors and new styles such as lightweight ring-spun fashion fleece. If retail fashion is what your customers seek, the Nano Collection is where they'll find it. Cheap shirts are cheap. Hanes shirts are better. Visit www.HanesInc.com.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday morning show.
My voice is just insufferable.
That was a combination of Michelle's
voice and
Zen music. I felt
like we were
going to
start doing some yoga there or something. You know?
I really love the Zen undertone. Yeah.
I was picturing like
Michelle.
Fountains and water and lava rocks.
Very nice. Maybe we should do up the studio a little differently next week.
It's a very soothing commercial, right?
Yeah, it totally is. I'm feeling
Except
good.
Except for your
I'm
voice.
I'm quite at peace now.
Oh, Kathy just destroyed the show.
You know, you can do next month, so we'll all take a turn.
That won't be good.
All right, if you have any questions about how to add a little zen or pizzazz to your promotions, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. We're going to go to the phone, and we have online for Stanley. Stanley, how are you today?
Very good. How are you?
We're doing great. We're feeling very zen here in the studio, so all is good in the world.
I love it. There's two things I wanted to make a comment on. One, I was really hoping Leet and Lee was going to talk about one of the choking hazards. There's a product out there that I've seen for about 4 or 5 years, and I refuse to allow my clients to buy it, especially when I explain it. It's a little tube of compressed towels that they're literally the size of a nickel, and when you put them in water, they blow up to the size of like a kitchen towel. And it just scares me to death that they don't know where these things are going. God forbid a kid gets his hands on them, a baby. I mean, just the visual nightmare just scares me to death. So,
yeah, that's,
so that's
point.
One thing I will not sell, and I will not allow my customers and we show them. But moving on from that, one thing that we've done for the pizzazz factor, and I just was at the ASI Roadshow, is it seems like for every product out there, there seems to be a similar product that has a color option. Like, there's the recyclable tote bags, you know, the non-woven market tote bags for reusable use. And there's the green and the blue and the black, and you put a one-color imprint on it. But there's also, usually at the same vendors now, a beautiful colored version of it or a full-colored imagery, version of it. So that's what we're trying to bring to the table. When we show our clients a regular mug, we also try to show them a mug where they can put a four-color process image on it. So what other items do you think that should we be doing that with? The price goes up, but a good strategy?
I think it is a very good strategy. I don't know about specific items that you could do that with. I think you could do it with just about anything. The whole good, better, best option is something that we've talked about on this show, and I think it can be a very valuable marketing tool for distributors. Showing clients what they could do for X price, but then also, X plus two price and X plus four price. There could be better options out there that could provide even better ROI if they spend a little bit more up front. So like you said, the idea of that four color imprinted mug, that's going to have more value to recipients, and they might be more likely to use it and see it and gain more impressions by doing that than they are from the regular one color imprint. So I think that the idea of showing more options is very important. What do you guys think?
Absolutely. Your good, better, best point was spot on, Andy.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you, Stanley, for the call. And hang on the line so Vinny can get your information for your Visa gift card. All right, Michelle.
Yep.
I know we had some chatter about this on our Facebook page.
For sure.
What did they say?
So Eric Campbell says, this may be out of place. It may be not the exact definition of quote-unquote pizzazz, but he thinks the best thing that you can do when creating a promotion for clients is to make things relevant, provide value, invite connection, and deliver. So really just the basics. If you focus on those, I think his point is that you'll get pizzazz for your mm-hmm. promotion. Margaret Joyner says that she's found that staying on top of new items in the market has always helped her add pizzazz to customers' promotions. And she's leaving the door as we speak to head to ASI Dallas.
All right.
And
so
she looks forward
ASI
to
Dallas.
seeing the Advantages New Products Pavilion and finding some items there. David Garthwaite says that, and he nicely showed a picture of this, and I think it's on our Facebook page, that if you take a bottle of wine and add a custom imprinted apron wrapped with an imprinted ribbon, that adds pizzazz to any promotion.
Yeah,
you had me at wine.
I think that, I agree, but I think that's a great point, though. The idea
the photo
of,
that he posted, if you guys can go back and reference that, Vinny's, it's still on our site. He's nodding.
Yeah,
yes.
It's on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
You could definitely see the value there, and I don't think that enough distributors think of adding value through packaging mm-hmm. and through extra, you know, presentation. That client may have wanted just an imprinted bottle of wine for an event or whatever they were doing. But that really raises the level. The extra ribbon that they put on raises the level
yeah,
of it
simple.
Even that much more. And, you know, those are the types of options like we were talking about with our previous caller, you know, providing options to clients outside of what they might think that they want can really increase the revenue that you get on any order. So think of packaging and think of how products are presented, because those are extra products that you can be ordering for them and then gaining.
And
as
that shows, I think it doesn't have to be over the top. It could just kind of be a flourish, a little accent that could add a lot of value.
Yeah, it's a small add-on, but there's something there that that then impresses the recipient that mm-hmm. much more. So definitely think of different ways that you can add options to what you're offering to clients. All right, we're going to pause to hear from our second show sponsor, which is ASI Computer. But when we get back, we're going to hear about a report from the National Canada Trade Show that Michelle was at last week.
Get the state-of-the-art, industry-specific software that's easy to use with flexible options that fit your business. Get ASI SmartBooks. Combine all business processes into one technology platform that is created for you, designed for the advertising specialty industry, and fully integrates with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Use this customized tool to operate your business at maximum efficiency. Call 800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to get the best technology solution.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday morning show. Michelle, you were on
yep.
the road last week.
I
you
was.
Were
in She's always on
somewhere
the road.
In Canada. Where
I was
were
in
you
Toronto.
In Toronto, okay.
Yep,
and did you see Rob Ford?
I wish I had seen Rob Ford. I'm fascinated
you
by him.
You wish you partied with Rob Ford.
If you and Rob Ford were in the same room, I think the world would end. That would signal the apocalypse. They'd just be like explosions.
Well, I was there for the 58th annual National Trade Show and Convention for PPPC. And they do a fantastic job at their show. And, you know, the market there is comparatively smaller than the U.S. It's about a $3 billion industry. But they are so close in that industry as far as – I swear to God, everyone's known each other for 500 years in that mm-hmm. marketplace. So it's very collegial and very close-knit. And they did some really interesting things at this show that I think, you know, generated a lot of traffic and a lot of buzz. First of all, they had their first ever hockey tournament for people in the industry.
That's
so
a great
people
idea.
Like yeah. Alex Morin, right, our friend from Debco, he played. And Ryan David here from ASI, who's on the Canadian team, he played. And all of these veterans of the Canadian marketplace played in this great hockey tournament. And it was a networking event, too. And they raised nearly $10,000 for Operation Santa Claus, which gives products and support to Canadian troops overseas.
That's great.
So that's one thing they did.
Awesome.
And then, of course, they do this wonderful banquet where they give out their image awards, which is their supplier of the year, their distributor of the year. And this year, Steve Lovescheck, who's a friend of ours, and, you know, Talbot is a member of WAGE, so I see him overseas a lot. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame. And something they did that was really interesting, they had Wayne Gretzky induct him via video because he and Steve have been childhood friends, which was
that's
really
very cool.
Yeah,
that's
it was
really
very cool.
Cool.
And
Canadian royalty.
Yeah. Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And it was such a great event and packed. I mean, people just, you know, flocked to this thing in droves. And Leeds was the supplier of the year and Accolade was the distributor of the year. But, you know, people get really into it and they stay and there are cocktails. And, you know, the Canadians are a hearty, fun group of people. And it strikes me that people always ask me about, you know, markets outside of the U.S. that they want to learn about. And I would say, you know, it's so close from where we are in Philadelphia. It literally is an hour flight. My commute here is shorter than, you know, yeah. is longer than that
yeah.
flight.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say go to the show and see what it's like for yourself. So next year's show is going to be from January 26th to the 30th, and you can get more info at pppc.ca.
Very
that
cool.
Sounds great.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. And you can also see a report from that show in Counselor Promogram this afternoon.
And I'll be doing a very extensive blog about it.
I
with
can imagine.
Tons of photos, tons of wacky photos.
You may want to check that out on isicentral.com. All right. Well, the Super Bowl, of course, was on Sunday. And if it's Super Bowl Sunday, it means that there is a tremendous amount of marketing and promotion being done around the game. So, Chris, what did you think was some of the more interesting or unique things that you saw as far as advertising and marketing?
Let me start with a general observation. I felt, I didn't watch every commercial, but I felt like in general, there was more emphasis on funny and storytelling, say, than there was on sexy, so to speak, you know, and I thought that that was an interesting shift. And it just, to me, it signals that, that we might see going forward a lot more emphasis on being funny.
Did you see the Bruce Willis hug ad?
Oh, that was funny.
I can't even remember who it was for.
It was Fred Armisen. I don't know what it was for either.
Yeah,
it was for Honda,
terrible.
I think.
Oh, it was Honda. You're right. That that was actually pretty, pretty interesting.
Yeah.
It was, I thought it was going to go in an ironic direction actually when they started it, but then it was not. So that was, it was pretty cute. What
do
else,
they give out promotion? Like, do they give out packs if you go actually go to the game in person?
Yes.
Well, I was just going to say that.
Actually, they did.
They had a pretty extensive swag bag, and anybody who's from the New York area would recognize the name Mike Francesa, the radio show host, and there's a hilarious online video of him trying some of this
it
out.
It is a great
video. Yeah, because he's pretty inept with it. But anyhow, they had stuff like hand warmers, gloves, tissues, a wool cap. They had the hand warmers were the kind that the football players would wear on the field.
Right.
It all had Super Bowl branding on it and things of that nature. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that whole kit actually was done by BDA, the top 40 distributor out in the Seattle area, actually. So I'm sure they're all happy out there.
Go Jay Deutsch.
Today with the Seahawks winning the championship. But yeah, that was a pretty big kit of stuff, and it was also put in a pack that ultimately was it the seat cushion?
A seat cushion. Yeah, so keep
Right, so every seat had one of these kits at it. You know, not just the suite seats, but every single of 80,000 seats had one of these seats, one of these kits at it. So that was pretty cool. And I went last week to Super Bowl Boulevard, which was in Times Square. It was like a 12 block. They blocked off 12 blocks in Times Square and had all these types of promotions from all sorts of sponsors. And it was like the world's largest trade show. You know, they pitched tents and they were giving out promotional products and they were, you know, having people interact with their products and their services. So it was pretty unique to
see.
What's
the most popular product that they use, type of product?
Apparel,
bags?
You know, probably smaller things. At that, it was smaller stuff. There were some pens and keychains given out. SAP was one of the sponsors, so they do a lot of software. They were giving out these like ID tags, basically, that you could then retrieve all your information from everything you did. Everything was electronic there, so you registered online, and then these SAP tags basically kept all your information. You could register at each of the booths and each
That's
of the tents.
Cool.
And yeah, at the SAP booth, you could like take a picture inside the helmet of your favorite team. And then they email it to you because they had your email address. So these like ID tags were pretty cool and pretty showed off exactly what they could do. It's a great idea for trade shows. But yeah, there was a lot going on. So it was pretty cool. And I took a gallery of promotional products. And there's a photo gallery online right now. So check that out. And it's in Promogram today. So make sure to see that on asicentral.com. All right, we have just enough time for our editor's favorite things. Michelle, why don't you lead us off?
So I picked a company from Canada, having just been there, SuperX, ASI 92031. Whose car looks as crappy as mine right now with snow and ice all over
God,
it?
It's terrible.
I just got mine washed, too. I don't know why.
And we're going to get more snow tomorrow. But this SuperX has this fantastic car cleaning kit. And it's got like a hydropower cleaner, and it's got detailing stuff, and it's this whole pack. So if your clients live in the East Coast and they're getting pummeled with bad weather, this would be a great item for them.
Do you pay 16-year-old boys to clean
your
car?
Just trying to envision Michelle actually cleaning her own car.
I would
like,
pay
are you kidding me?
She'd provide them with the product.
Like, here, I have this kit. Do you know what to do with it?
I'm just, your clients perhaps would like it. I would never, I would just pay somebody, but whatever.
All right, Chris Rubo, you're up.
All right, I picked a, it's a camo pattern hoodie. It's available from S&S Activewear, and I don't have the ASI number in front of me, but the product number is 1970EA. It's basically
you
made.
You memorized the product number.
Yes,
I did. Because he's only 30. That's why.
He is the man.
it's cool because it's made partly from recycled polyester and organic cotton. So it's the kind of thing that you could pitch to like any environmentally minded client, or and then it's got this fashion forward aspect with the camo and it being lightweight. So for anybody who's looking to appeal to a youthful demographic.
All right. Yeah. Well, check that out at asicentral.com/radio. Kathy, you get the last word.
Well, mine is a product that's perfect for spring, even though all this snow is only here. Spring is coming. It's the Ceramic Grow Guy from Jornick Manufacturing, ASI 63549. And he just looks like he's chilling, and he has pre-seeded soil in his head. So you water it, and he grows grass hair out of the top of his head. He's really cute. Check him out. I mean it. You'll love it. It's good for any kind of growth-themed promotion.
Okay.
Or hair club for men.
I was going to say, yeah, maybe I could use some of that.
You knew that was coming, didn't you?
Yeah. All right, make sure to check out that and more on our website at asicentral.com/radio. Unfortunately, we are out of time for today, but make sure to tune in again next week, same time, same place, when we'll get a recap of the ASI show in Dallas. Have a great week, everybody.